Welcome to Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly, a podcast where we share news, information, resources, tips and tricks about dyscalculia. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes and then search for Dyscalculia Headlines. You can also find us on the web at dyscalculiaheadlines.com and then click on the podcast page.
Look and celebrate the other graduate. When you worry about math, look at this video. Dyscalculia in Canada, Dyscalculia in the kitchen, and a Dyscalculia card. This is our podcast for week 19 in 2023, and welcome Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services, and she is going to help us look at the links that we publish on our website, Dyscalculia. Welcome, Dr. Schroeder.
Well, so happy to be back today in the studio.
Good to see you again. We have wonderful links, and now the first one is about looking to another graduate. What is that?
Yeah, this is a great reminder from the LDA, the Learning Disabilities Association in Texas. And this comes really timely in a period of graduations. Most everyone only has eyes for the graduating valedictorians and the children who boast about how many schools have accepted them and how much money and scholarships they've been offered.
Absolutely.
All great things. We're very happy for them.
Absolutely.
And that definitely deserves to be celebrated. But this here is a reminder, however, about those graduates who have come to this day of graduation by sheer persistence, hard work, with the support of tutors and parents, and living with an IEP or a 504 plan, who have probably put in way more effort and time than the others. And those kids also deserve our attention and need to know that they have accomplished something really great. And maybe even they deserve more kudos. It is what we see every day in our practice with children who work so hard but are seldom noticed, because their results never make it to the top 3 or the top 10. So this is a really good reminder from LDA Texas chapter. We need to celebrate the progress that those students have made, putting in so much effort and eventually reaching the goal.
Right. Absolutely. Good reminder. Good reminder. Looking for the other graduates. Now, the next link tells us to look at this video when we worry about math. What is that video all about?
Well, this video is from the YouCubed website, and it promotes the course for students where they learn about math, not exactly how to do calculations, but more about your attitude towards the math.
Oh, okay.
Now, How to Learn Math is a free class. Well, they do accept some donations for learners of all levels of mathematics. And there are 6 sessions. The first 3 approximately 10 minutes long, the last 3 approximately 20 minutes long, and then a few short questions about what you picked up from the videos. Now, it combines really important information on the brain and learning with new evidence on the best ways to approach and learn math effectively. Now, many people have had negative experiences with math, unfortunately, and then they end up disliking math.
Right.
They might also fail.
Yeah.
Now, this class will give learners of math the information they need to become more powerful math learners, and it will correct a lot of misconceptions they have about what math is, and it will teach them about their own potential to succeed and about the strategies they need to approach math effectively. So, if you had past negative experiences with math, this will help you change your relationship to one that is way more positive and productive. Now, the course is featuring Professor Joe Bowler, as well as videos of math in action. And you see that in dance, juggling with snowflakes, soccer, and many other applications. So it's really real life based. It's designed with active engagement in mind. Now, we often recommend this course to parents for students who show signs of math anxiety.
Right.
And it's a great thing to watch this together with your teenager, probably over the summer, when there is more time and you don't have the busy school year and all the homework pressuring you to do something else. So this is a really nice video. I have done it with many of my students.
Okay. Well, the next thing is about dyscalculia in Canada. And I guess I have to say, what is that, eh?
Yeah, this is about an old clip of Justin Trudeau making the rounds on the internet once again. Now, in it, he confesses to not being able to do math very well.
Oh, dear.
And the video...
I wonder how it is with our budget deficit.
He probably has good advisors.
I hope so.
The video appears to be a talk of Trudeau, delivered to a large crowd when he was still working as a teacher at West Point Grey Academy in Vancouver. And he says here, I have a confession to make. He says 5 minutes is that into the talk. I have a slight learning disability, and it's not one that any teacher ever told me about. It also was never addressed. It was never responded to. So he explains that he only discovered he had a learning disability when he was completing his Bachelor's of Education. We are going through the different possibilities of learning disabilities, and all of a sudden I realized, holy smoke, that's me. It's not a big deal, but it's definitely that I am dysnumeric. So what he referred to as dysnumeric in the video,
that's
that
a new
is,
one. Okay.
Yeah, is another way to describe dyscalculia.
Okay.
So there you have it. You can become Prime Minister of Canada with a math learning disability, dyscalculia.
Yeah, it should give a boost to all of people with dyscalculia. You can still become a Prime Minister. Okay. Now, the next link is about math in the kitchen. So, from Canada, we go to the kitchen. What's that all about?
Well, this is from Twitter. Comes a contribution from someone called Chelsea Noble. And let me quote her. Her tweet goes like this. I was once again reminded that dyscalculia and baking do not mix well.
Yeah.
So, it's a recipe called for 1.5 tablespoons of matcha powder. My brain decided it said 2.5 tablespoons, even though I checked like 3 times. And now my cookie batter tastes like dried moss. Now, obviously, for her, it would be very difficult to recalculate all the other ingredients
and
then make
the recipe and make the judgment.
Anyway, this is something that can easily happen to people with dyscalculia, and the article, and it also mentions special LD Foundation. They call it there an umbrella term for various difficulties with math, and they have a definition, a specific learning disorder with impairment in mathematics associated with significant difficulty understanding numbers and working with mathematical concepts. So that is also a good way to describe it. And as we know right now, there is not one universally accepted exact description, but we all know kind of that these things are the problem. Also, other things can be difficult. At times for food in the oven can be a challenge. The duration of how long something needs to stay in the oven and when you put it in, if you have different dishes, different courses that you want to have ready at the same time. So it's understandable, and one of the little problems that you can have in later life with an unremediated dyscalculia.
Exactly, yeah, these are the things that...
It pops up in many different places.
Right, yeah, definitely. Well, that already brings us to our last link for the week, and that is about the dyscalculia card. What is that? Is that like you become a member of the dyscalculia union? And
This is a little tool provided by Stickman Communications from the UK.
Oh, okay.
and is a keyring card with a simple, clear overview of dyscalculia to help others understand and accept differences it can bring. Kind of if you have a certain disease, then you can have that on a keyring or a hanger, and you don't have to explain it in detail to a lot of people, but you can just show it. So it's an easy thing. Now the text
it's a card that you actually give to people, and then they can read what you have.
Exactly. Okay, so you don't have to go over it numerous times. It says, I have dyscalculia, a condition that affects how I process numbers. It doesn't affect intelligence, but causes difficulty with everyday things like money, change, prices, bills, phone numbers, dates and time, measurements, quantities, basic mental arithmetic, and timetables. I may make mistakes despite concentrating and often need extra time. It can help me to write things down, count on my fingers, or use a calculator or an app. And that is what's on the card. They also have cards for other learning disabilities. I guess you can use the card to share with people, to help advocate, and people who notice that you make a mistake, and you can explain why that happens. It saves you a lot of trouble to have to list all these things over and over again, explain what it is that causes you the problem. So it's very handy.
It is handy. I mean, I would expand on that solution and say, why don't we just print it on a T-shirt so that they can read it, make it even more visible. I think it's a wonderful idea. Keyring cards. Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Schroeder, for your insights this week. We hope to see you again next week. Dr. Schroeder, the founder of Dyscalculia Services, and you, on her website, dyscalculiatutortraining.org, you can read all about her fully online training. And within about half a year, between 3 months and 6 months, depending on how much time you put in there, you can also become a dyscalculia tutor. And that would really help out lots of children who deserve a Dyscalculia tutor.
Dyscalculia Headlines Weekly is a production from DyscalculiaHeadlines.com. You can find us on the web at DyscalculiaHeadlines.com, and we are on Twitter at DyscalculiaHead. You can also find us on Facebook. We have a board on Pinterest and on Flipboard. Search for Dyscalculia Headlines or follow the links on our webpage. You can send your questions, comments, and contributions to communications at dyscalculiaheadlines.com, and we may even discuss it in one of our upcoming podcasts. We hope this was useful for you, and until next week, you can count on us.